I'm watching the live video right now. President Trump getting ready to depart for London. In the last half hour, he had a big international press conference. And Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent, has been with the president in Brussels. And she joins us now on the telephone to give us details. Karen, I could just see a little bit of the press conference, and it looked like it got a little contentious with some of the international reporters.
Yeah, I mean, I think the president seemed to kind of just enjoy the bouncing around the room and taking questions on a whole wide range of topics from people he doesn't normally take questions from. I wouldn't say it was contentious, but, you know, it was a victory lap of sorts for the president. He took full credit for getting NATO member countries to increase their defense spending. He said everyone has agreed to substantially up their commitment, but he couldn't say how exactly they're going to do that, what the figures would be, what the timeline is going to be. He just said that the allies agreed to pay more and do it more quickly. We're already starting to hear from some leaders who say that that's not what happened in the meeting. The commitment right now is for 2% of GDP. The president said that's the commitment and that everybody has until 2024 to do it. But he says after that is reached, we talked about going higher. He says 4% is the right number, but that doesn't mean countries agreed to 4%. But certainly the president, I think, trying to put a different spin on this summit after what had been perceived as a pretty contentious day and a half.
Yeah, it did look like that he got up in their faces yesterday, and in the diplomatic world, that's unheard of. What is the fallout that you're hearing from the contentious interaction yesterday?
Well, you know, after he had those tough comments about Germany, he met with Chancellor Angela Merkel and was focusing on their great relationship. He said they had a great meeting, a tremendous relationship. He later then was back to tweeting about Germany. So, you know, when he's with the world leader, it's all about the cordial meeting and working to move forward. I think it was notable, though, today that despite the criticisms the president has launched in the last couple of days here in Brussels and also in the lead up to this summit, he said today, I believe in NATO. I think NATO is very important.
So that may have been in response to even Republican members of the U.S. Senate and the Foreign Relations Committee pushing back against the rhetoric that the president had used en route to Brussels, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he also acknowledged like he could pull the U.S. out of NATO, but he's not threatening to do that at this point.
Karen Travers is our ABC News correspondent in Belgium, and I know you've got a limited amount of time. Tell me what happens next on the president's agenda.
The president's heading to the United Kingdom. He'll be in London tonight. He's going to have dinner with Theresa May and other business leaders. And then tomorrow they'll have more meetings outside of London. There are big protests that are expected today and tomorrow. The president will have those sit-downs with the British Prime Minister. And later tomorrow he'll have tea with Queen Elizabeth.
Well, that will be an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
She's met a number of U.S. presidents. This one's probably about as polarizing as anybody who's been in that job. Has there been any indication about how the Queen feels about this meeting? At one point, I thought I had heard that they were trying to keep her away from Donald Trump, but whatever the last year. Is there any truth to that?
No, she had extended this invitation last year. Mm-hmm. It was all about getting it on the books. They had talked about it before, but now this is more of the formal trip. He's going to be there with the First Lady as well. Unfortunately, we won't see the tea. No cameras allowed in.
All right. And then on Monday, the meeting with President Putin of Russia.
Yeah, and the president was already downplaying it today. He said, you know, it's going to be a pretty loose meeting. He said not a big meeting, loose schedule. It could lead to something productive. The White House has also been downplaying expectations for a major breakthrough. I mean, we're not looking for a signing ceremony at the end of these meetings, but they say just having it is progress, and the president is focused on improving U.S.-Russia relations.
Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent, traveling with the president of the United States in Brussels, Belgium right now. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.